This is 91.1 WEDM, and it's your boy Ty here with you, the director of Warren's World. So stay tuned and listen to what we got next coming up for you.
91.1 WEDM, welcome back to another episode of Warren's World. With me, I have two special guests. Can you ladies please introduce yourselves?
Hi, my name is Rebecca.
Hi, I'm Ariana Smay.
All right, guys. So today we are doing an interview about health science. Can you guys tell me exactly what you guys do in this class?
Okay, so basically health science is a mixed class between health science 1 and dental class. And you do different activities every day, learning about nursing or stuff about dental.
Other things that you do in health science is we learn about medical terminology the second semester, and the first semester is more about, I don't know how to explain
like
it.
Lab work and just getting an introduction of what you'll be doing in nursing.
Like learning how to do blood pressure and taking people's pulse.
So what, like, I know you guys are in this class, but what career are you guys like trying to basically go into?
I'm hoping to go into to be a dental assistant and or maybe an orthodontist.
And I want to be a veterinarian.
So how long have you guys been in the program or in the class?
This is our first year, the first semester.
Is this your first semester?
Yeah, this is our second semester. Last semester was our first.
So how did you guys get introduced into the class? Like, how did you guys
find about
yeah,
it?
Yeah, like, how? Yeah.
Well, I came to my counselor and basically told him that I wanted to be in the medical field, and he told me that a good class to get me started in it was health science. So he told me that it was basically suggested for me to take the class.
When I went to my counselor and talked about doing technical honors for my diploma, you have to take a career pathway. So to do that, you have there's a career pathway through dental and health science by taking chemistry like your sophomore year, and then health science your junior year, and then dental senior year.
So you guys have to wait until the senior year to actually, like, get hands-on, or are you guys already doing things?
Yeah, we start our externships in senior year, so we would have to wait. But even though Health Science 1 is kind of like an introduction, you still are kind of hands-on.
We do a lot of labs, and we kind of work on each other since we can't work on, like, the
actual
public.
Patient, yeah.
So what would you guys say has been the hardest thing for you to be in this class in either this semester or last semester?
I think the hardest might be just getting to know, like, everything individually and remembering every task that you have to do when taking certain measures to doing things in the class, I guess.
Yeah, I would agree on that. I would say it's hard to remember, like, the medical terminology the most, because you have to remember each individual thing when you cut it into the pieces of the word, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like, you have vocabulary every week and basically have to learn, like, a set of, like, 50 or 100 each, like, day or whatever. And, like, that might be the hardest thing, just keeping up with trying to balance your schedule.
So I know you said you can't, like, really, well, I know you guys both said you guys wanted to go into different, you said you wanted to go into dental and you wanted to go into veterinary.
Yeah.
So the class, what is, it just teaches everything about health? Or
well,
I can you break like down, like, exactly what you guys
learn? Yeah. So health science is specifically for nursing and dental. So, like, for me, I don't learn a lot about what I'll be doing in my career, like veterinarian, but it will help because it's like a startup of the medical field, I guess. Like, it's like,
you're basically just learning the basics.
Yeah, like, it's just the introduction.
Yeah, you're learning more of, like, the basic stuff. So then when you go into your senior year, it's either go into health science 2 for nursing to be a CNA, or if you go into dental your senior year.
Are you, like, in a different program, or is the same thing?
So after your junior year of taking Health Science 1, then you can go into either Health Science 2, which is to be a CNA, or you can go into dental careers to be a dental assistant.
Yeah, and at the end of your senior year, you'll be able to get certified as whatever pathway you decided to pick.
So can you guys please tell me, like, something that you've really, like, you've done this year that you've, like, really enjoyed, and you were like, oh, I like this class, or
I think just all the hands-on activities, like learning how to do blood pressure and temperature, just all the things we learn individually about what we will have to know in later terms.
I would say the labs would probably be the best thing from this class, being able to bond with your classmates because they are the public patients in the scenarios that we get. So we just kind of learn of how to, you know, assist them how they need it.
So in the class, is it just like a, I know you guys said you work on each other. So is the class like more based on like doing group work or is it like solo?
I would say it's kind of a mixture of both, but if I had to pick one, it would be more group work
because so the we class do a lot is of more labs. Groups.
Yeah.
How do you think being in this class has like impacted you in like a positive way or like how has it changed things for you?
I feel like it changed me because like I'm more professional when it comes to things. Like I know when to like act a certain way in certain situations now. Like it kind of taught me how to like grow up a little bit.
I feel like I know more like if I go places, I kind of know like how to do what they're doing. It makes me feel like I am growing up. Like I know more knowledge of what other people do.
So you're like basically more comfortable with certain situations. For the new students who do want to join this class, how can they join or what do you guys, how do you?
All you got to do is basically ask your counselor about if you want to be in the medical field and he'll tell you or she.
All right. So what year do you think you would recommend? Would you recommend for someone who does want to go into like health science to sign up for it? Do you think
year,
it's like
sophomore year?
Sophomore year is the year.
Yeah, that you would have to apply for the schedule because you're setting your schedule for junior year. So you would have to like sign up for it your sophomore year.
And is there like any certain requirements like being in the class or like things you need to do to like?
Well, they don't really require too much. They recommend you take chemistry, especially, and you can take anatomy, but there's not really any requirements except just keeping your grades up and having a good grade in your science classes.
Yeah, and like my counselor told me some kids wouldn't be allowed if they had a certain GPA, like if it was too low and like you just slacked off in certain classes like English, that you wouldn't be like preferred and allowed in, I guess.
So what I kind of already asked this, but like what has been the toughest? Do you think it would be like your grades, like keeping up, or like just because I know you guys said learning the things and just memorizing and like getting to know, like is so basic, what would be some advice that you would like tell that you would tell a student who does want to go into
health science?
I would recommend that you pay attention. Like, don't play around just because you're going to have free time most of the time during that class sometimes. Like, don't play around, but you have to pay attention because when it comes to the test, you don't know what you're doing. That will bring your grade down. Like, it's an easy class if you pay attention and you're actually there to do what you came for.
So on that note, I actually just got a question. So if let's say you get, like, really bad grades, can they kick you out of the class?
I am assuming that they can because it is a dual credit class.
So you get what
college?
Yeah, you get college
from Ivy Tech.
Yeah. So does that mean that you guys are taking a final from Ivy Tech or?
No, we don't have to. Our teacher gives us one and basically she makes up the questions. So yeah, we don't get one from Ivy Tech, just the high school.
So is this class like, do you guys do things after school too? Or is it just during school? Everything's just during school?
All in school.
And I know you guys wear scrubs.
We do every Tuesday.
Is it a requirement?
Yeah. Yes. And if you're in health science, you wear scrubs every Tuesday. And if you're going to go into the CNA program next year, then you'll wear blue scrubs. And then if you're going to go into the dental program, you'll wear gray scrubs.
Yeah, and wearing scrubs, basically, at the end of the year, you'll have like a certain amount of points that you get for like participating, I guess. And if you don't have enough, then they won't allow you to have the externship into your health science suit or dental.
So is there anything you guys want to tell us, like anything interesting about the class or things that you think that we should know about it?
The only thing that I can think of is that it's a really good class to take if you want to be in the medical field, and I recommend taking it, I think.
I do recommend taking it. I think it's a great class to bond with new students that you've never met before.
So in this class, do you guys like go on field trips or like do anything besides like being in the classroom?
So we don't really go on field trips, but we do go to the LGI room and we have speakers come in. So last week we had a speaker come in who was a EMT, and we did hands-on things. Like, we work with syringes.
And all the things that we learned in the class and did hands-on was basically if you're, like, choking, then the Heimlich.
All right, guys. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Warren's World. Thank you guys for coming in. Can you guys please say your names again?
Hi, I'm Ariana Smay in Health Science 1.
I'm Rebecca, and I'm in Health Science 1.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Tune in to another episode of Warren's World next week.
Okay, that's enough.
Let's just drive right in.
You're listening to 91.1 WEDM's Warren's World.
So that's it?
We made it!
Welcome to another section of Warren's World, your favorite podcast, here with another interview with a member of one of the awesome clubs that we have here at Warren in the Warrior Nation. In this week's session, I have with me probably your favorite club in the whole school, and they are...
Hi, I'm Evan Law.
And I am Andrew Martin.
From Drama Club. So to start this interview, I want to thank you guys for coming in today.
No problem.
I really appreciate that. And my first question is gonna be, what is Drama Club, really?
Okay. Drama Club is the club that we do to talk about all the business stuff that we do in the theater department here at Warren. A lot of the times after we do the business stuff, we will do warm-up games and theater-related activities there afterwards to keep getting everyone into it.
Okay, so basically you guys' purpose is to really talk about the theater stuff.
Mm-hmm. All the theater department stuff we do and to get people involved.
Okay. That includes, like, the actors, the stage design, the directing, the facades, and all that. We're just trying to give experience to the new members.
Okay, so basically everybody in the drama club are part of the theater also? The theater department?
Generally.
Okay. So what are your goals, really, other than to make sure everything runs smoothly in the theater department?
Yeah. The goal of Drama Club is to try and get everyone invested in the theater department in some way. We do this in many different ways. We have some Drama Club-specific events that we set up. Like, we have a Valentine's Day dance coming up that is free for Drama Club members, but is $2, $3 for non-Drama Club members. We've done haunted houses in the past that were drama club related, and people in the drama club would pitch in and help with that. So we do a lot of events that are still theater related through the drama club as well.
Okay. I know that you're the president of the drama club, right?
I am.
So what exactly do you do in there?
So I am constantly behind the scenes working through getting everything set up. I create some policies, and I've even created a new... show that we're doing this year before the Tommies, which is our, like, Oscars types of thing. Actually, you're a writer in that, too, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm writing it. It's our student... What is it? Showcase?
Yeah, student showcase.
We have, like, 4 writers mm-hmm. and 3 or 4 actors and 1 person doing all the stage management.
Right. And this... Sorry.
It's entirely written by the students. It's our mm-hmm. story, and it's kind of tied into... us.
So basically, you have to be talented to be a part of this club.
I mean, we can help you to be talented.
Oh, okay, that's awesome then. So can I, like, how fun is this class?
The class?
Yeah.
The class is really fun. We do a lot of interesting things. Like, one of the more fun units that happens in the class is the stage combat unit, where you can be taught how to fight people without touching them.
Oh, so. It's basically like getting ready to be an actor if you want that.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's basically like stage fighting, basically.
Yeah.
Last year when we did Julius Caesar, I died at least twice.
You died twice.
I died twice. With both times, just characters that have been introduced to that scene, they're just killed. They're gone. And the stage combat's like the most important part of those two.
Right. Like, if there's going to be action or something, the action better look good, right?
Mm-hmm.
So... So basically you're telling me that in that one play you play two type of characters and both of your characters died?
Oh, I played three. One of them disappears after one scene, the other two die the scenes are introduced.
Oh, must be nice.
Start small.
Okay. So you mentioned that you guys have an event for Valentine's Day. Do you guys have any other events like at the end of the school year?
We have a cafe cabaret as well coming up, which will be like a talent show. Actually, every student gets the email if they want to sign up to do cafe cabaret. And you can choose to do whatever talent you want to do for it, and we can put you in a slot. We only have like 20 to 30 people that we put in there. Mm-hmm. And it's a big fun time. It's on a Friday night. It takes like 2 hours or something, and it's just a good grand old time.
So as a president, you're the one that creates this type of stuff, right?
Yes, I help run it as well. So I'll be making the slides in the background for it. I'll be setting up how we're going to get the staging and all that set up. Who gets in is also part of my decision.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
So what are you going to be doing in there like to help out as a member?
Since I'm not an officer, I can only really do what they allow me to do with events like that.
Which is nothing.
Well, for the last one, it was nothing. but I'm going to, I have incentive to at least try and get in as a performer, and if I don't, I can always just go hang out, see what my friends do, see what people from around Warren do.
Yeah,
it's just fun.
Right after the interview, he said he would do a stand up for it, didn't you?
I said I wanted to do stand up for Cafe Cabaret. Yes.
So we'll be seeing Andrew Martin as a stand up.
Yes, we want to see you as a stand up at the Cafe Cabaret. That would be pretty fun. That would be pretty fun.
It's gonna be something.
Okay, so. Do you guys have a teacher like a higher member of the club that runs things, like a teacher or something?
Dahlstrom generally runs it a lot. Like he's the sponsor of the club, so he's the one that does most of the business for the club as well. But really, it's people from the PAC. So we have Dahlstrom, Kalber, and Mr. Jacobs, who are the big three people in the theater department. Dahlstrom is the theater director, Kalber is the assistant theater director, and Mr. Jacobs is the PAC director.
Okay. So how long have you guys been in the club?
Half a year.
Four years.
So you're a senior now, and you're a senior also?
I'm a senior. I admit that I wish I would have started doing theater much sooner, because I just started last year with Sweeney Todd.
Uh-huh.
And after that, I was hooked.
So you automatically fall in love with the class.
And oh, yeah. The people are great. It's a ton of fun. The shows are really entertaining. I've gotten to musical theater more than I ever was before, just a year ago, just from being surrounded by people who are so enthusiastic about the craft and theater and becoming better actors and even making their own shows, making their voices heard. It's just such a welcoming and fun community to be in. And I've seen people who have never even done acting before, like my friend Derek, who's in Almost Maine this week. He was only an extra in Julius Caesar, but just that one experience, and he has made him just want to get more involved in this kind of stuff.
Right. So you mentioned that you've only been there for like 6 months. So who told you about the club? Like who inspired you to actually be like join it?
Last year, during like Sweeney Todd time, I guess it was, I don't know, right around the time of auditions, my friend Daniel was auditioning. He had been in the show. He had been in Into the Woods the year before. And I don't know what it was. It was probably just that I'm a little competitive around him. And I was like, well, if he can do it, so can I. So I blame him for this.
So did you guys meet each other when you joined the club, or you guys were friends before that?
No, we were friends before that.
Yeah, we had like a couple classes together.
Play Smash together.
Okay, so you mentioned that in the theater club, the people are amazing. You guys are friends. You guys perform together. Do you guys also travel?
Yeah.
We did for the competition plays. We've done two total, I think. There was actually, my first year I was here, people actually was able to go to Scotland for a competition, because they were invited to the big festival over there. So a group of people performed over in Scotland all together at a big festival.
Oh, okay. But you didn't go?
No, I didn't go that year, because I was just a freshman.
Okay, so this club sounds like a big family, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. So if somebody wanted to join the club, who should they contact?
They can email either Dahlstrom or even me. And people can, if you want to show up for one of the meetings, you're allowed to. You can just stay after school on the Tuesdays we have it. And you can just see us then, and then we can get you a new member form and get you all signed up.
Okay, and you mentioned Miss Carver also. I think her room is in the what hallway?
G
hallway. Mm-hmm. If you go to the G hallway, you will see Miss Carver. Or I think you can probably reach out to Mr. Jacobs too, right?
For drama club stuff?
Yeah.
Probably not. He's not the best person for a drama club.
Because he's kind of busy around here.
Yeah, he works with the whole pack. Like, he's the one that works with all the events that happen in the pack, too.
Uh-huh.
So he has a lot more going on than just the school stuff.
Okay. So as you guys had the first-hand experience with the drama club, with the theater stuff, what else do you guys want to say to the listeners that are listening to the podcast about drama club? Like, what do you think they should know, but you think they don't know about it?
If you think that getting into theater is going to be just a really big challenge and something you don't want to do, I know people who have auditioned for every show they can who have never made it in, but that hasn't stopped them from going back. It hasn't stopped them from doing things like drama club. And if don't let it discourage you, is what I should be saying.
So basically have confidence yourself to actually, like, go out of your comfort zone and do something that you don't want to do, basically.
Mm-hmm. And if you're on the fence about it, we do have a show coming up soon that you can come and see and just see if it is something that you would want to be in. Almost Main, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, starting at 7.
Yeah.
7. So be sure to check that out. If you want to be a part of the drama club, like he said, you can try to email him or find Miss Kelber in the G hallway.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you guys for coming in again. It's been a great interview, and my name is Jerry, and this has been another session of Warren's World.